Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you have been with us as we talk about God who is unchangeable. Following along in the Bible, we see that God is unchanging, and we want to pinpoint some of the ways in which He does not change. The first of these was that God is unchanging in His being. Now we come to the second. God is unchanging in His perfections. The popular word there is attributes, but as you know, I do not like that word, preferring perfections or excellencies. The perfections or excellencies of God do not change. God is consistent in His perfections. God is constant in His perfections. God is stable in His perfections. The perfections of God do not whip around and go up and down like He lives on an emotional roller coaster. Rather, His perfections are fixed. They are unchanging. We will see an example of this in a minute. But here is where the God of the Bible lives in sharp contrast to all of the false gods that the world invents and sadly worships. Those gods are capricious. They are given to sudden and unaccountable changes of mood or behavior. But the God does not live like this. He is not ruled by His emotions. This is because God is impassible. Oh, this is another doctrine of God that we will have to discuss another time, but I mention it here to define it. By impassibility, we mean God does not experience emotional change in any way. How unlike, say, the gods of the ancient Greeks. If you have read and are familiar with the Iliad by Homer, then you know the gods and goddesses, as described by the ancient poet, are made in the image of man, not man made in the image of God. And so these deities have very human qualities. They fight between themselves. They are jealous of one another. They behave unfairly and irrationally. They are immoral, overly emotional, and inconsistent. They change on a whim. It is not like the mortals can make a perfect sacrifice to them, and the immortals will accept that sacrifice and be well pleased with them. Rather, there is no rationale for why you, as a mere human, receive good or evil from the hands of the gods. Favors are given at random. In Book 2 of the Iliad, Achilles, the hero of the Trojan War and the greatest of all the Greek warriors, a central character in the story, Achilles describes the urns of Zeus. And for those of you unfamiliar with the story, Zeus is the king of the gods, the chief deity in the pantheon, the god of sky and thunder. Achilles says, "Two urns stand in Zeus's palace containing the experiences he grants mortals. One holds blessings, the other ills. Those who receive a mixture of the two meet with good and ill, but those whom the thunderer only serves from the jar of ills becomes an outcast, driven over the face of the earth by despair." End quote. The sense we get here and elsewhere is that you never know what you are going to get from Zeus. He is inconsistent. He is inconstant. He is unstable. The false god Zeus is the opposite of the one true and everlasting God, God. And I am picking on the Greeks here, but could also have talked about the Romans or the mythological deities of many other cultures, and also of false religions. Well, these are the types of stories we get when God is created in the image of man and not the other way around. Let's return to the true God now and take up just one of his perfections. This is a communicable perfection, love. The Bible teaches us that when God sets his love upon a person and a people, his love is unchanging. Regarding Israel, God declares this in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. And regarding the church, Christians, the Bible says that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John chapter 13, verse 1. You hear in both verses the everlasting, unending, consistent, and unchanging nature of God's divine perfection, his love. The Psalms are replete with the theme of the unchanging love of God. Psalm 36, verse 5. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Psalm 107, verse 1, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Why is thanksgiving given to the Lord? For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is what? His love is everlasting, consistent, unchanging. This is repeated in Psalm 136, verse 1, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. In particular, two books in the Bible's Old Testament offer us necessary and deeply encouraging looks into the unchanging love of God. The first is Ruth. This is a love story. As you might remember, when famine strikes Israel, a Jewish woman named Naomi and her husband, along with their two sons and their wives, leave Judah for Moab. Tragically, Naomi's husband and sons die there, and she decides to return to Israel. One of her daughters-in-law, Ruth, refuses to leave her and accompanies Naomi back to Judah. One thing leads to another, and Ruth goes to work gleaning grain in the field of a man named Boaz. This sovereign and supernatural relationship demonstrates God's everlasting love to Naomi because Boaz was her family's kinsman redeemer. Boaz is the man whom God will use to rescue Naomi and Ruth from their poverty. In Ruth chapter 2 and verse 20, we read this. Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, May Boaz be blessed of the Lord, who has not withdrawn his kindness to the living and to the dead. A Boaz is the instrument through which God's love comes. The Lord has faithfully provided his loving kindness to Naomi and to Ruth. These two women are blessed of God, who supplies them with his unchanging love. The other book I have in mind is Hosea. This is all about God's unfailing love told through the story of Hosea, who is commanded to marry a prostitute by the name of Gomer. They marry, and Gomer is unfaithful to her husband. She commits adultery, and yet Hosea never stops loving her. The Lord uses this to illustrate how angry he is with the spiritual adultery that the Israelites have committed against God. Their worship of false gods brings out one of God's other perfections, his wrath. But, as with Hosea's unchanging love for Gomer, so God never budges in his love for his people, despite how they treat him. Hosea even buys back Gomer from what was likely a slave market with just 15 shekels of silver and some barley. That was all she was worth. This is a vivid prophetic picture of Almighty God's love for us. This predicts how the Lord Jesus will come to earth and pay in full the penalty of our sins. He will buy us back from the slave market of sin because God loves us that much. He will forgive our spiritual adultery. This is Hosea chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes." So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a half of barley. Did you catch what God said there to Hosea? The Lord loves the sons of Israel. As with Ruth, the book of Hosea assures us of the nature of God to love us with an unchanging love. And that is because God's perfection of love does not change. I assure you that love is only one of God's excellencies. This is the one we have focused on today. Arthur W. Pink writes, "God is immutable in his attributes. Whatever the attributes of God were before the universe was called into existence, they are precisely the same now and will remain so forever. Necessarily so, for they are the very perfections, the essential qualities of his being. Semper idem, Latin for always the same, is written across every one of them. The attributes of God can no more change than deity can cease to be." End of quotation. We have seen that God is unchanging in his being, and God is unchanging in his perfections. And next time we will begin to see that God is unchanging in his counsel, will, and decree. You do not want to miss this. Well, do take with you today the love that God has for you. His love is eternal and everlasting, and we need to know that God loves us. I hope that you will look up and read and pray through the scripture verses that have been shared, and then please join us next time as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.